You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Good morning. Welcome in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday morning. Thanks so much for being with us. Hopefully everybody had an excellent weekend. Super Bowl Sunday was kind to you. The spread was good. The drinks were cold. The game was fine. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yeah, all good, man, on this gracious Monday morning. Not banged up. Feeling pretty good. Maybe because of how the game played out and everything.
I think so.
But yeah, I woke up this morning like, oh, I'm cool.
Me too.
I'm cool this morning, man, which is always, you know, depressing. Because you're like, yeah, I'm about to get after it.
Yeah, I think the game, you know what I mean? Went like, I was like, ah.
Yeah.
It was a sipping game.
Yeah, it really
it wasn't
it,
a chugging
it
game.
Was. I'm like, I'm just going to sit here and just, oh, okay. All right, it's 10:30.
I guess I go to bed.
<I know.
laughs> It was easy. It was easy. Yeah. Like a great game sometimes has, you know, you're like adrenaline.
Yeah.
The game was, I was like, all right, well, it's bedtime.
Yeah, I guess I go to bed. She went to bed. I was like, Sam said, can we watch a little bit of Celebration? I was like, yeah, we'll watch a little bit. And I was like, oh, okay. Because I go to bed now.
Yeah, I had the exact same thing.
Yeah, I guess I go to bed now. But yeah, it was a fascinating game that if you were Sunday morning when the Chiefs woke up, and C. Spagnuolo, whatever game plan the game and everything, and he said, if Jalen Hurts has to be the MVP of this game, mm-hmm. we're going to win. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure he thought it because they were able to bottle up Saquon. But I think the biggest thing with the Eagles were they stuck with it.
Yep.
You know, and they possessed the ball and everything like that, man. But, I mean, just the way that Jalen played. I'm so happy because I just like that brother, man. And I always have liked him even when he was at Bama. I just like this. I like what he's built. How he's built and everything about
people
him.
People say the phrase, like, built different.
He is.
He is.
He is.
Most people aren't. But,
right.
Like, people want to be, you know, but he actually is.
Yeah, just his perspective on everything, his calmness, everything. I just enjoy watching him.
Me too.
You know. And
I'm, like, genuinely happy for
him. Yeah, and for him to play as well as he did. He had a couple of bad throws, but, I mean, overall, just unbelievable. And I thought, you know, the poise that he showed and – I've never, in watching Jalen, like I said, been watching him since college and everything, this is the happiest I've ever seen him. You know what I mean? Like, he's always a guy, stoic, all about his business and everything like that. He was genuinely, like, giggled yesterday.
He was. You know he still was pretty damn stoic in that post-game.
He was pretty stoic, but, I mean, just looking at him and having the fun in the locker room, saw some of the videos in the locker room. Saquon was getting to it, dog. Every time I saw a video of Saquon had a drink, I was like, hell yeah.
Yeah, good.
Hell yeah, Saquon.
Probably been holding back for like 5 years trying to get healthy and get to that moment.
But, yeah, it was great, man. He was great. But that Eagles defensive line, and I'm a firm believer, I was talking about this, big people beat up little people.
Yep.
And that's what happened yesterday with the Eagles. No blitzes. They just went out there and straight whipped Kansas City's ass. Period.
Yeah, that was the, you know, obviously Hurts wins the MVP because he played very well and the quarterback's going to get the nod.
Yes.
It's hard to – who's the one guy? Like, you give the MVP to the entire defensive line of the Philadelphia Eagles if you're being honest. Like, if you're talking about who really was the most impactful part of that football game, it was those guys up front on defense for Philadelphia. I mean, credit to their offensive line, too. That's the thing. They got the best offensive line in the NFL.
Yes.
They got the best defensive line.
They
got
the biggest offensive line.
They got the biggest offensive line in the NFL.
350?
And they got some pretty big guys on their defensive line, too.
6'8", 350?
Then on the edge, they just have those speed demons that are also incredibly tough that can hold up and set the edge and not let Mahomes out. Patrick Mahomes didn't rush for one first down in that game.
Nope.
He didn't scramble for a first down in the whole game. And we talked about that on Friday. Everybody kind of knows that's the deal with them in these moments is, you know, he gets those dirty yards. You think you have him down. You think you have it covered. And then he goes for 15 and just that dagger. And it builds, you know, like it wears you out over time. He didn't even have a scramble till the third quarter.
Dude.
They kept his ass in the pocket.
They kept him in the pocket.
Crazy.
And it kept collapsing on him. Like
with
tackle,
four guys. They didn't spy him.
No.
With
his
four
tackles
dudes.
Were sitting in his lap.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at the first interception, the pick six. I don't know where he's throwing the ball because if DeJune doesn't pick it off, it's going to be picked off by the other guy.
I know. It was such a bad throw.
It was such a horrible throw, man. And then the interception to Bond. I mean, Tooney sitting in his lap. Tooney looked like a left guard yesterday.
He did.
He looked like he played left guard. I mean, he was getting.
Because he does.
Exactly. Yeah. He was getting. Like, they were sitting in Pat's lap last night. So, I mean, the way that they just went out there. And basically, Vic Fangio was like, all right. We just going to – like, it was 5-on-4, actually, because they had four rushers. And and obviously, the Chiefs had – you had to put two to Jalen. Mm-hmm. And so they just let everybody else eat. And when you have a bad offensive line like the Chiefs do, double-teaming one guy puts everybody at risk.
It's a huge disadvantage.
It puts everybody at risk.
Yeah. No, that was the thing that I couldn't get over last night was they just kept – they lined up in the same thing. They played zone, like you said, they wanted to be able to do in coverage. And they just put those four guys on the line, and they said, block us if you can, because you got to put two guys on Jalen, which means then everybody else gets one-on-ones, and we're better than you.
Yep.
And we're going to win these one-on-ones repeatedly. And they cycled guys through. It was different people. I mean, it was Sweat. It was, obviously it was Jalen Carter. It was Nolan Smith. It was all of them. It was a bunch of different guys. Big J got him a sack. Yeah.
Big J got him a sack.
But,
and then that play right there, the one that's on TV, the last, you know, when
Jalen
he strips sack and Jalen Carter
just stiffs
arm in his damn face. And when he does
the ball was out.
Guys go down so fast when he does that. And like, it was that, like, just all that pent up. We tied these damn Chiefs winning. And, I mean, that was the statement. But, I mean, just the better team won. Yeah, the better team won. The Eagles are a better football team, and a lot of us, myself included, was giving the Chiefs the benefit of the doubt because of their quarterback.
Yeah, which they've earned.
Which they've earned.
This is not the first time the Chiefs have been the team probably on paper with less talent than their opponent. But they have Patrick Mahomes, and if you can protect him and let him make plays and keep the game close late, he'll win you the football game. The Eagles did the same thing that the Bucs did in the Super Bowl where they
beat him.
They beat the hell out of him. They were in his face the whole game, and that was different because the offensive lineman kind of got hurt in that game in the playoff
game. Right.
This one was just an offensive line that had kind of been neglected for a couple of years. And they've tried kind of. They spent draft picks, but they got him wrong. And then they had to put Thuney out there at left tackle in the playoffs because of injuries that they were dealing with. And it just finally bit him in the ass in the end. But it did because of the talent that the Eagles have in the trenches.
Yes.
Like, and that's what you keep coming back to for me in trying to think about this from a big picture standpoint of like so much of the conversation about the Chiefs and their defense is their defensive coordinator being creative and throwing blitzes at you and coming up with stuff. Fangio didn't do that.
No.
He didn't have to.
He just
said, we're just going to rush these four guys, and if you come up with something, then maybe we'll change. They never came up with anything, so they didn't have to.
No.
And that's the bottom line for all of it. Like, you just have to have dudes.
Yes.
You have to have... great players. You
got,
have to draft them. You have to sign them. You have to trade for them. You have to retain them. You have to develop them.
Yes.
The Eagles are a very well-run organization.
They are. You know what's the greatest thing about them? Their general manager picks the best player all the time. You go back, and Jeffrey Lurie, who was the owner, he's lucky as hell that this dude didn't leave.
Yes,
that's true. After how he did him with the whole
Chip Kelly.
They put him on the other side of the building.
Yeah, they took all of his power away.
Yes, they put him in the other.
And gave it to Chip Kelly.
He gave it to Chip Kelly.
Who subsequently fell on his face.
For him to be able to, they don't, I'm just trying to, like, they don't miss on draft picks. They don't miss on signing guys when they need to sign them, so it won't be a problem. Like, Jalen Hurts has the largest cap next year, and it's $21 million. Or something like that. Mm-hmm. They hit on all their draft picks. They drafted Jalen Hurts when they just gave Carson Wentz the money.
They were like, we like him.
In the second round.
Like, I don't know. We like him. We want to have him.
Is it LeJune? How do you say it? The white corner?
Oh, DeJean.
DeJean.
Yeah.
DeJean was supposed to be a first round. He dropped to the second. The Eagles just, you know what?
And they had just drafted
Quinshon.
Or some, not Quinshon. Was it? Is it Quinshon?
It's Mitchell. Yeah.
Yeah. In the first round.
And they're like, oh, let's draft him.
Oh, we really like that guy. We didn't think he'd be there. We did just take a corner in the first round, but I don't know. We can use two. And then they both started.
And they both started. And the biggest thing about them is that their offensive line has been together so long. Now, they're probably going to lose a couple guys. One guy, Becton. But look what they have, the other four guys. They're all signed long-term. You can go find another veteran, just put them at left guard. I mean, they...
Even Becton, though, is a great example of, like, organizational stability to be like, you know what? We believe that he's got stuff we like. We liked him in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
He went to New York. It didn't work out. He's had injuries and all that kind of stuff. I think if we bring him in here, put him on this offensive line.
And put him at guard.
Put him at that position. I think we can get the most out of him. Yes. And, again, starting in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, Bond was on a practice squad. This dude was first team all pro. Probably should have been in the ranking. I'm glad Lil Pat won it. But he was defensive player of the year.
He was top five.
This dude had 11 forced turnovers.
And an interception in
the Super Bowl. Like, this is what they do.
It's crazy.
If you're talking about Philadelphia.
It's very impressive.
He knows how to draft. They know how to develop. He went out there and got the two coordinators for Sirianni.
It's true.
The GM. Like, it's all about him. He doesn't miss. And the biggest thing they do, you never hear anything about money. Guys got to leave because of money, because they sign them when they need to sign them and how they structured all this different things. Like, the two receivers, they tied up for the next 2-3 years.
Yeah, even remember they traded for Jahan Dotson early in the season. We're like, that's kind of – I mean, I know AJ's dealing with the hamstring stuff. Like, he was a first rounder a few years back.
Did he make a play last night?
He made a huge play.
You know what I mean?
Like, and I feel like – and I don't know, I'm not watching the Eagles games as closely as Philadelphia fans are, but, like, I don't remember hearing a ton from Jahan Dotson throughout. But he showed up at the right time.
Yep, sure did.
They traded for him all those weeks ago, and it was like, all right, we got it. All right, perfect. This is a perfect setup for him to get this play. Damn near scored a touchdown.
Yeah.
Got him down at the 1 yard line. They tush push on the next play.
Never
look back.
They're just a well run organization, and it starts from the top, the general manager, and how he put this team together. And Sirianni, I take my hat off to him, man. Great job. Because his players, they believe in him. The team believes in him. It's just the outside noise, because he had some moments where you're like, sit your ass down. But he didn't mess it up.
But that's also cool, too, because that just, you know, it's so easy to overreact to stuff that really isn't all that important.
Right.
Press conference stuff, and he has little weird quotes here and there. He's a different kind of guy. But that's fine. Like, you can be a different kind of guy as long as you know what you're doing in the game and in the week as far as coaching the football team goes. Like, clearly he does. He's been in the Super Bowl twice in the last 3 years, and they blew the hell out of the Kansas City Chiefs last night, 40-22. By the way, that score, and I know people know this that watched it, but, like, that score
was
highly misleading.
Oh, no. They beat the hell out of it.
That was as lopsided of a victory since Seattle beat Denver.
Yes, like, that was that. They beat the hell out of it. They beat the hell out of Kansas City. And it's one of those things where if you're the Chiefs, you know what you got to do. You got to go get premium positions that you need. You got to go
upgrade that.
You got to get an offense. You got to upgrade the offensive line. You got to get some more help at corner. And you maybe got to find you a feature running back, because they cannot run the ball at all. Now, the offensive line was getting pushed in the lap. We saw a clip where Nolan Smith, they ran like a counter back to Nolan. And Trey Smith, who is going to break the bank this year as far as free agent guard. And Nolan Smith, like, he ain't the biggest dude, but that dude can, that Joker can set the edge. And when I say he set the edge, he knocked the hell out of Trey Smith so hard that he tackled Pacheco.
Yeah, he knocked him right into Pacheco.
Yes, I mean, this dude, I mean, and that's the thing about it.
What they did all night.
That's what they did all night. It was
those guys on the edge were so tough.
Yes.
And they were able to keep Mahomes inside the pocket, even when he wanted to scramble and step up. Because that's the thing about Mahomes. You can set the edge. He'll sneak through that little gap in the middle.
They had 22 eyes on him all night.
Yeah, and then the big dudes in the middle were just able to wrap him up because they're monsters and also fast.
Yeah.
Like, that's the unfair part of it.
Yeah, man.
It's like those guys in the middle are just beasts, and they can also run like 4.7s.
Yes.
So you're just like Jalen Carter, like, you think, okay, I maybe have like a step on him. No, you don't. And his arm's 10 feet long.
Yeah.
And if he touches you with his pinky finger, you're going to fall down because he's the Hulk.
Yeah,
like,
man.
It's crazy.
And they were just physically dominant, man. And
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
And when you got a defensive line like that, and it's 8 deep, because, I mean, they played all of them.
I know.
They played all of it. Yep. All of them rotating in. And they were able to just dismantle an offense playing basic coverage.
It's funny what you can do when you have the best trenches in the NFL.
Yes.
The best defensive line and the best offensive line. And they've really had that for years.
Yes.
Now. Like when they went to the Super Bowl a couple years ago, they had 70 sacks, which is outrageous.
Which is crazy. They didn't have a sack in the Super Bowl, though.
Not that year.
Not that year.
Yeah. They had a few yesterday.
Yeah, dog. They roughed up bad.
They had six sacks. They didn't blitz once.
Yeah. They roughed them up. And then how many times did he get hit?
So many times.
Yes.
He got hit so many times. Is it rigged still, I guess, or no?
Oh, my God. Yes. And I guess not. And the first pass interference, I was like,
what'd T.O. have to say about that?
I was like, oh.
No, I know. I was like, dang it.
Damn. Here they come.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to what's trending here to kick off the show on Monday morning. Get into some of the audio from yesterday. There was a lot else that happened over the weekend, too. The new Hawks are undefeated. Haven't lost. Told you. Bones Highland, baby. All right, we'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that Spring Training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.